Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The world celebrates the release of a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
But Aung San Suu Kyi's lawyer says her freedom is as much a political stunt as last week's sham election.
Not much of anything has actually changed in Burma with her release, and that we would have to see much more before we could conclude that the junta was anything other than trying to provide some window dressing to their fraudulent election.
Aung San Suu Kyi held talks at the National League for Democracy 2 days after her release, and she's requested a meeting with the generals.
So can this woman, who has long been a symbol, become something more?
Now that she's free, will the rest of Burma find freedom as well? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, November 15th. The world with Aung San Suu Kyi out of it. We've seen this release before, though. You got to wonder if she'll remain free this time.
Symbol or reality, we're going to take a check of the reform movement in Myanmar when we get past the news. Let's check the morning's top news stories first. Congress begins a lame duck session today. Last chance for the 110th to get things done. President Obama hopes to find some compromise with Republicans on spending, don't ask, don't tell, that policy in the military, and the START nuclear treaty.
They're still flush with victory, having run a strategy that was all about saying no. But I am very confident that the American people were not issuing a mandate for gridlock.
The Bush-era tax cuts will be a focus. Republicans want to keep them in place despite the $4 trillion cost over a decade. Also in the House, New York Congressman Charles Rangel's ethics trial is going to get underway. He faces 13 charges, including allegations he leaned on lobbyists and corporations for millions in unethical contributions.
Taliban fighters stormed a NATO base in eastern Afghanistan, killing 5 NATO troops. 2 other soldiers were killed in separate attacks. That makes it the most lethal day for NATO in over a month. That comes as word that the U.S. and NATO plan to begin transferring security duties in Afghanistan to Afghan forces over the next 18 to 24 months. The New York Times says the plan will be presented at a NATO summit this week. And the cholera epidemic continues to spread in Haiti.
There are now more than 900 confirmed deaths, and more than 11,000 people have been hospitalized. What we don't know is how many people have fallen out with cholera and have never made it to the hospital.
Julie Sell is with the American Red Cross in Haiti. The death toll now includes 27 from Port-au-Prince.
Voter registration is underway in southern Sudan for a referendum that could split Africa's largest country. It's all in preparation for a January election on whether the South will gain its independence. And this is what it sounds like in Mecca, Saudi Arabia today. Nearly 3 million Muslims are attending prayers on Mount Arafat, one of the most important rituals of the Hajj pilgrimage. Earlier, we spoke with the BBC's Shaima Khalil, who's there in the ocean of worshippers.
The crowds are just overwhelming, really, because it's almost as if it's organized chaos. People are walking in different directions, but they sort of a silent agreement that no one gets in the other's way.
All able-bodied Muslims are expected to make the pilgrimage once in their lifetime. This morning, a middle-aged woman became the 20,000th North Korean to defect to South Korea since the end of the Korean War. The South says 10,000 people have defected in the last 3 years alone.
And it may be times are tough unless you're a CEO in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal says the chief executives of the largest U.S. public company saw a 3% bump in salary last year, and the average pay for a CEO, $7.2 million a year. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 11,192, the S&P at 1,199, and the NASDAQ at 2,518. So we've been asking you for your thoughts about marriage.
This is Tasha Cox. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Being married is great. How else do you get regular sex and the trash taken out on demand?
I'm not sure how else you
wipe that smile off your face there, Tasha.
Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to be talking about marriage and divorce with Nora Ephron later this hour.
But coming up, we're going to take a look at reform in Burma.